This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump firing back at some remarks made by the Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in which she referred to him as being morbidly obese. Pelosi was commenting on word that the president's been taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19.
Especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
The president telling reporters yesterday,
Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
Over 10,000 residents told to evacuate in central Michigan after two dams failed from heavy rains. The region having been pounded with storms all this week, sending water over the Edenville and Sanford dams in Midland County. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A pilot's being treated after a plane crash at Florida's Eglin Air Force Base this morning. The F-35A Lightning II plane crashing while training, base officials say the pilot ejected and is in stable condition. It's the second time in less than a week that a plane flying out of that base has gone down. An F-22 Raptor crashed last Friday with the pilot able to eject and survive in that case as well. All 50 states are now at least partially reopened after Connecticut today became the last state to begin lifting restrictions allowing retail stores and restaurants to welcome customers again for the first time in months. NBA superstar LeBron James says Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones once offered him a contract to play in the NFL. TMZ claims that James was so concerned about an NBA lockout in 2011, he started training for a pro football career, but then the NBA settled its labor differences. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Debate continues on Capitol Hill about an additional stimulus package, one that would especially help state and local governments in the face of the pandemic. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A debate is continuing on Capitol Hill regarding bailing out states during the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview on Fox and Friends, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw says it's no secret states like California and New York have spent a lot more than other red states and are having trouble balancing their budgets.
Well, it's no secret that blue states like California and New York, they have vastly more expenditures than red states like Texas and Florida that balance their budgets. New York and California are in a lot of debt. They have really massive pension programs. And this is on top of the fact that they actually tax their citizens to a huge extent. And it also should be said that a lot of the coronavirus expenditures are in the form of Medicaid, which the federal government already pays for. And so it's really hard for me from Texas to tell my taxpayers here that your federal tax dollars should go to other states that, you know, in the case of California, wasn't that hit that hard by coronavirus, but they want to bail out nonetheless. And that's because their state finances were so bad before all of this happened.
Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. How you doing? Hanging in there, huh? James Harrison, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. See, even though I'm talking to the audience, James is so responsive that he is the audience that he speaks up here. So how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. I'm soothing myself here in lockdown California.
Yeah.
I've been binge-watching Prison Break.
Oh.
You know, because you got to have a little righteous...
You got a big tattoo all over your body now, how to get out?
Yeah, map.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, the game that Governor Gavin Newsom has been playing is to talk about reopening. We're going to start reopening, but then he put a poison pill in the regulations. So he put in a regulation that says that a county can open only if there are no COVID deaths, zero COVID deaths in a 14-day period. That effectively puts the counties like LA County, Orange County, San Bernardino County, Riverside County, Alameda County, the ones that have populations and have homeless people, basically are locked down forever.
Yes.
And so they've banded together. They're threatening litigation. They're writing the governor letters. We've got Elon Musk defying the governor.
He's packing his bags. Are you kidding me? He's getting ready to leave Dodge, man. He's getting out of there.
That's right. But he reopened his factory and told them, go ahead and arrest me, which they haven't. Thousands of churches across the state had services in defiance of the governor. The Riverside County Sheriff announced to his county, you go ahead and do what you want in terms of opening. I refuse to have my sheriff's department enforce the governor's orders. We are in a revolt in California.
Exactly. Well, again, James, these are unconstitutional orders, and it's the sheriff. They are the gatekeepers of our U.S. Constitution, so God bless them for having the courage. And it's the sheriffs there in California and across the country who look at these draconian actions by these governors, especially blue state governors. I mean, wow, they're being exposed big time on this, and the sheriffs are saying, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, and so the law here is called the police power. Even though we're talking about states and mayors and counties, in legal terminology, it's called the police power of a state. And it's acknowledged by courts and even the United States Supreme Court that governors have, similar to a president, have special powers in an emergency. But they're limited. They're limited to time, and they're limited to application. they're supposed to be only those powers absolutely necessary, and the emergency has to be legitimate. Well, both of those things are getting harder and harder for these governors, particularly the blue state governors and the blue state mayors, mm-hmm. to argue. So what's happened is there's been successful challenges. There was one in Wisconsin, one in North Carolina, where the courts have said, no, mm-hmm. this doesn't fall within the scope and the timing of emergency powers, and they slapped the governor right down. And so I think, this is a beautiful part of this whole terrible crisis. And the crisis is not the virus. The crisis is the response to the virus. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see the spirit of America and the love of freedom and liberty roaring out like a lion.
It's being revived, isn't it, James?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. No, this is awesome. And, what is taking place, and these governors are finding out the hard way, and even Democrats, because Democrats have gone so far down the road, James, they need to, they need to hit the pause button and really do some serious soul searching, because they have been so governed by their desire, their insatiable desire for power, that it's exposing their underbelly beyond denial. And People are moving out of, as quickly as they are moving out of California, they're moving out from under the powers and these draconian pressures of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's it, and I think people are seeing that it is the Democrat Party. There's a perfect example of it in the 25th District of California, the Congressional District Special Election,
right,
which was a predominantly Democratic district. Most of it includes the city of Los Angeles, or it's an easy. Now, they had a scandal with the Democrat Congresswoman Katie Hill, who had to resign, and even the Democrat Party rejected her alternative lifestyle. It was a little too alternative even for them.
Right.
But that seat was supposed to go to the Democrat that was an assemblywoman, hack Democrat, backed by millions of dollars, and there was a Republican who was a former naval fighter pilot named Mike Garcia.
Right. Good guy.
A great guy. At the best, when that election took place, it was supposed to be a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that always goes to the Democrats because they used ballot harvesting. So Mike Garcia knew the only way he could win is in a landslide. Guess what?
It was
a landslide.
Well, and the thing was, it was a 12-point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12-point margin. Yeah, exactly. Plus, on top of that, James, what was this tent that they erected there in the voting district to take, to take ballots and all that? I mean, this was ballot harvesting in a whole nother angle altogether. And, there was an uproar from the Republican Party about it. But, see, this is the problem when you deal with the Democrats, is they figure, hey, it's better to see you in court after the election than to worry about it beforehand, right?
Oh, yeah. No, because they have days after the election to go out and fraudulently create ballots and collect them. And they got scared by that election, and obviously, because now Gavin Newsom wants to let a huge segment of the prison population out, which is something Democrats, they don't believe in any punishment for crime. And that's a whole new base of voters for them. Mm-hmm. So, the Democrats are losing their base, so they're out searching for new voters, as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're looking for people who have broken the law and been sent to prison to be their voters, and endangering the public tremendously.
Exactly.
In the process, as part of this lockdown lunacy mm-hmm. that's going on. But what happened in the 25th was, I call it lockdown backlash, and I think people are going to remember this. They're going to and people are turning. Bill Maher, of all people, Bill Maher has swallowed a big red pill. Maybe he was friends with Elon Musk. I don't know what's gotten into him, but he's out there saying that the lockdown is crazy. He says that the only answer is immunity, mm-hmm. and immunity doesn't come from living in fear. Well, that's some sensible talk from Bill mm-hmm. Maher. And that's with the data. If we follow the science and we follow the data, what we're doing is harming our chances of overcoming the virus.
Well, Bill Maher is proving, James, once again, that even a blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from James after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1 hit. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1 hit or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1 hit for more information.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson continues with us. James, the other thing I see brewing here, and I do want to talk about, you know, Woodstock, because it was so cool. I love, you know, little harmonica, little keyboard, and, you know, the songs and old memories there. But what I'm watching here is we could have a WWF event between Donald Trump and Barack Obama. I mean, the gloves are being thrown down. They're coming out, and, man, this could turn into a real rumble.
Absolutely. Well, the reason, of course, all of a sudden, the somewhat silent ex-president Barack Obama now broke tradition, broke his silence, and now on two occasions publicly have basically engaged in insults toward President Trump, which a lot of people have condemned from both parties.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason he's doing that is not really because of anything that Donald Trump personally has done, but because of what Richard Grenell and Bill Barr have done. Mm-hmm. And Obama feels, he can feel Bob Barr's breath, I think, coming up on his back, because the documents that have been released make a much stronger case, at least for his knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they always said, "Well, what did the president know, and when did he know it?"
Exactly.
It's so clear that this micromanager, community organizer guy knew everything, and it's not a stretch to think that he was in charge, and he was initiating it, and at least condoning it. And when I say condoning it, the biggest scandal in American history, the use of intelligence institutions and law enforcement institutions of the government to spy and to entrap members of the opposition transition team, and ultimately to undermine and undo the election of a president of the United States. And more, you know, it's like you see these puzzle pieces coming together. What we say in a courtroom is that jurors can infer from the evidence enough evidence to convict. I mean, the reasonable jurors that know what's going on infer that there was a conspiracy to undo the election. We used to call that treason.
Yes, exactly. And what is this going to do for his legacy, Jen? I mean, his legacy, I mean, already people are inferring to this point. And even Sidney Powell, when she was on a couple of weeks ago, I said, "Sidney, how high does this go up?" I said, "Does it go into the Oval Office?" She goes, "Bill, without a doubt." And for some of the bases of what you just used is that President Obama demonstrated himself time and time again to be a micromanager. There was no way that any of this happened without his knowledge, backed up also by the text from Stroke and Page saying that the president wanted to be kept aware of everything that was going on with this process, with this whole movement that they were involved in. Operation, what was it? Crossfire Hurricane, yes.
And Crossfire Razor with respect to General Flynn. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Obama's legacy. This former president shouldn't have a legacy except for corruption and politicization of every aspect of the executive branch that he controlled.
But he weaponized all the three-letter agencies, James.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it under his watch. And so, you know, to add this to his legacy, the problem, of course, being the historical significance of his ethnicity has been like a shield that has protected this guy. And he hasn't had accountability. And that's dangerous. We've learned about that. I mean, that's what Lord Acton warned us about. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's why he weaponized the agencies. He weaponized the IRS. And he has the nerve, and he and his minions, to claim that his administration was scandal-free.
Exactly.
Anyone that, and the public that pays attention knows it's the exact opposite.
Exactly. Well, he was fundamentally going to change America, transform America, James, and that's exactly what he set out to do in form and fashion that you and I could never imagine, because, you know, we're silly enough to think that the Constitution means something.
Well, Well, yeah, and so Obama, I imagine that he and his people are just getting together and having celebrations over this whole lockdown that's destroying the small business portion of our economy.
Exactly.
That is causing...
Well, that's fundamental to Saul Alinsky and the playbook of anarchists, is that you absolutely turn the status quo on its head. Whose idea was this lockdown, James? Where did this come?
Well, it's an interesting thing, actually. The whole idea of social distancing and lockdowns was never a response to pandemics at all. And that leads to, you know, my latest article where I talk about Woodstock occurring during a pandemic, a really serious pandemic in 1968 and 1969 called the Hong Kong flu, where a million people died worldwide and 100,000 people died in the United States. And it was hardly covered by the press. There were no masks. There was no social distancing. There was no such thing as social distancing. There were no lockdowns.
Yeah. In the era of free love, and free touching, and everything, we're all going to the farm in Woodstock, man.
I know. I mean, it was the opposite of a lockdown. It was piles of people crammed in, 500,000 of them, according to Joni Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. So the pandemic started like in the autumn of 1968, and this concert took place in 1969 in August. And so it was right smack dab in the middle. And it's really interesting, when an article first appeared, just somebody said, "Hey, Woodstock took place in a pandemic." All of a sudden, Reuters saw a need to fact-check itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it started out saying that it was true, then it said it was partially true, and then it fact-checked a third time and said it was misleading. And what they used is they said, well, the pandemic came in two waves. It came in an early 1969 wave, and then in the fall of 1969 wave, and therefore Woodstock didn't happen, quote, during, close quote, the pandemic. Mm. It was because this whole Woodstock story goes against the narrative.
Exactly.
And it goes against the idea that social distancing is something that, oh, that's routinely used. No, it's never been used before. It came up in a goofy paper by a scientist who got the idea from his teenage daughter's science fair project. And then there were a couple of doctors in the
Bush administration. I told her she should have been 4-H, man. Raise a cow. Don't be doing this social distancing stuff. Keeping us out of trouble.
There were a couple of doctors in the Bush administration that wrote about it and said, hey, we got to use this in the next pandemic. So apparently, you know, Fauci's been around so long, I'm sure he was there. Bill Gates has been involved in this. And the World Health Organization, and amazingly, social distancing became a worldwide phenomenon, and lockdowns, with the exception of some states in the United States and Sweden,
mm-hmm.
In a few places.
Belarus, I think, a couple other places. Right, exactly.
And mm-hmm. Everybody locked down and destroyed the Western economy, mainly. You know who hardly locked down at all? China. And it's real easy. But, you know, we're at a point now where...
We've got about 30 seconds left, James. Go ahead.
Because they've moved the goalposts, and because now we have enough data to know that, in fact, there is no... The curve is going down.
Yes.
The hospital beds are available.
He's New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Yes, the one and only, no baloney, James Hurston right here. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy. Be safe.
All right, you too now, Bill.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to a new partnership and a two-year process in Pakistan, the Tide Ministry is now sharing the hope of Jesus in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified 4 unreached people groups in Pakistan that do not have gospel radio programming available in their own language. in 2020, God opened a door to take a major step forward by enabling our partner ministry to recruit ministry teams to record and broadcast radio programs in two of those languages. This is exciting progress and provides a vital outreach in this country where Christians and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is sharing the hope of Jesus with listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump firing back at some remarks made by the Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in which she referred to him as being morbidly obese. Pelosi was commenting on word that the president's been taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19.
Especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
The president telling reporters yesterday,
Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
Over 10,000 residents told to evacuate in central Michigan after two dams failed from heavy rains. The region having been pounded with storms all this week, sending water over the Edenville and Sanford dams in Midland County. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, given the alternative, really what America is all about, it is about freedom. And this is why Americans across the country, from coast to coast, north, south, east to west, they are standing up for their rights, and rightfully so. And the good news, and I've got to talk to Jenny Beth Martin as we bring her on right now, the co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and the columnist for the Washington Times. The great news, Jenny Beth, is we have constitutionalist sheriffs out there whose job is to be defenders of the Constitution, and they are standing between their draconian governors and freedom-loving Americans, thank God, huh?
That is exactly right, and we're seeing that happen in California, in Oregon, in Washington State. It's happening all around the country, especially in some of the areas where people think they're just very liberal states. Even in those liberal states, we have sheriffs who are standing up saying we have to do the right thing for the Constitution.
And we're finding out, even in Georgia, for example, Governor Kemp, who was chastised a bit, and I think President Trump has to walk it back a little bit as well, as that he's proven right. I mean, he's got his own, you know, local scientific doctors and consultants, and they advised him to go ahead and open up. And he was kind of the volunteer, canary in the coal mine, so to speak. And the great news is that Georgia is opening up with a lot of success.
We are. I live in Georgia, and we are opening with a lot of success. We have. I just ate last night at a restaurant, and the restaurant had just opened 2 days earlier, so it was not one of the ones that opened right away. Mm-hmm. But we're finding ways to eat in restaurants, to get our hair done, to get our nails done, to do all of these things while washing our hands very often, taking other precautions to make sure that we are doing all we can to social distance and to slow the spread of the virus. But the fact is, even as we do all of that, we are still protecting those at the highest risk, and we're finding the way to balance it.
Exactly. I think in most cases, Jenny Beth, if I might be a little, you know, cynical about this, is I think everyday people have been more protective of the vulnerable and the elderly than some, New York governors.
That is certainly right. And all we have to do is look at the way the elderly were treated and what happened in nursing homes in New York to see that perhaps the elderly were not given the best care that they needed there. With right. that said, I don't want to throw the nursing homes under the bus or even Governor Cuomo. Let's do one thing that I think is really important and say that nursing homes, this virus is new to everyone. So protocols they had to keep things sanitized and disinfected and to see patients and how they handled going between one room to another, not patients, but residents in nursing homes, they've had to modify all of that. And they're on a steep learning curve just like the rest of us.
And well, even more so, Jenny Beth, because it's life and death. I mean, the job that they're faced with, I mean, like you said, this is new that's come upon them, and they are scrambling, and they're right there in the midst of this. So, yes, I mean, like I said, I have no desire. This isn't about making fun. This is just really talking about the real matter and the real situation, and you can't help but feel for, you know, these nurses and doctors and people who are participating in nursing homes to keep the elderly alive. It's just, you know, this has been, as you said, a steep and very costly learning curve for nursing homes in particular.
Right. And I was talking to a doctor last week about this, and we're talking about how the virus affects those who are at the highest risk with certain pre-existing conditions, including obesity, diabetes, and hypertension, that yes. it affects those people the most. And this doctor pointed out to me that even in nursing homes, you don't go into a nursing home unless you actually really are sick and can't take care of yourself anyway. Mm-hmm. So the people who are in nursing homes very often have at least one of the underlying conditions that coronavirus attacks or exploits, I guess is a better word.
Exactly, right.
It exploits. So because it is a population of people who already are likely to have at least one of the underlying conditions, they wind up being much more vulnerable just because of what put them in a nursing home in the first place.
Exactly. I want to talk particularly about a doctor a day that recruited, about 500 doctors to send a letter to President Trump, right? Go ahead.
Right. So a doctor out of Los Angeles, Dr. Simone Gold, she is an emergency room doctor, and she's a Stanford-educated attorney. This is a high achiever. She wrote a letter, and she has recruited, as of yesterday morning, it was over 500 doctors to sign the letter. We've sent it on to the White House to both the president and the vice president. And by last night, we were at 1,000 doctors. We're working to get more doctors to sign it. And the point is, these are doctors who are on the front line, and they are seeing the other health care consequences of people who are too afraid to go to the doctor. And they're urging people right now, we've got to make sure that we reopen and that we get doctors back to treating patients as they normally do, because the health care consequences, if we don't diagnose cancer or treat a stroke in a very short window, a very narrow time frame. Mm-hmm. If we don't get those things taken care of quickly and early, they can turn into, they can go from what I've seen a lot of these doctors say, quote unquote, elective procedures to emergency situations in a matter of days or weeks.
Exactly. Well, this is the consequence of shutting everything down, and also the way this virus has been presented to the public. I mean, it has done some psychological damage here, has it not?
It really has. We did a press conference with doctors yesterday, and one of the doctors, Dr. Scott Barber, who lives here in Georgia with me, was on this call, and he said that if the media shows the number of cases on the screen and right below it the number of deaths, that it automatically makes people think, if I get this virus, I'm going to die, rather than doing the math and realizing that if you get the virus, the chances of you not dying are high, and they get high. We see every single day that the chances of you not dying from the virus are greater and greater rather than the chances of dying from it. And yet the way that the media has presented it, it instills fear in people. And across the board, I've read these comments that doctors have written as they've signed this letter. And across the board, they say people are too scared to come into the doctor's office, and they want it to stop. There was a man who cut his hand on a can, a 46-year-old man with three children. He cut his hand. The doctor's office was closed in the state where this man lived. It became infected. It was so infected that he wound up having to be admitted into the ICU, and the ICU doctor could not save him because the infection had spread throughout his entire body. Because he cut his hand on a can, and he was too afraid to go to the hospital to get it treated.
And how many other stories like that are left untold, Jenny Beth?
Yeah, we have to make sure, we have to find a balance. We want to protect those who are at high risk. And those who are listening to this and your listening audience, if you're sick and you normally go to the doctor, keep going to the doctor. They've got protocols set up to keep you safe, and they want to treat you. We have to move out of this paralyzing state of fear.
Exactly. Well, you made an excellent point here. You know, the media, for the sake of headlines and attention getting, have presented this coronavirus in a way that's rather deleterious. It's very fearful for everyday Americans. I mean, even now, as people are starting to come out of their homes, the risk perception is so high, Jenny Beth, that some are just, you know, they're almost afraid to come, you know, walk out the front door.
Exactly. And we have to move out of that state and find a way to balance living our lives with protecting the lives of the most vulnerable.
It's going to be a process, ladies and gentlemen. But look, we're here for you. And the Tea Party Patriots, again, has just done an outstanding job in, you know, again, pursuing the truth and reporting on the truth for the betterment of all of America's citizens. Jenny Beth, how can people be in touch?
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
And take some action and go to the action page, and you can find out what to do every day to make a difference in your state and in your country, because we need you on hand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by Novartis. Melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. It is often treatable when caught early, but if melanoma advances and spreads to other parts of the body, it can be difficult to treat. It's important to know what type of melanoma you or a loved one may have so you can understand available treatment options. Danya, who was a caregiver to her daughter Sawyer, experienced melanoma mutation testing firsthand.
Mutation testing is of great importance. It can give you a roadmap of treatments that may work for a certain mutation. Therefore, we knew which treatment plans to pursue for Sawyer's melanoma.
Danya knows the honor that comes with caring for a loved one with skin cancer.
Being Sawyer's caregiver was one of my biggest accomplishments and an honor. Sawyer and I kept faith alive in each other, and we were lucky to have 24 years together. She faced her battle with dignity and humility. Her legacy is, have faith and never give up.
To stay informed and learn more, visit knownowbraf.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and from stream.org, we've got the one and only Rachel Alexander. We got lots to talk about, Rachel, and good to have you here with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Staying safe and well, you know, and, you know, coming out of our proverbial holes here, like Punxsutawney Phil, not seeing our shadow. So maybe America can get over the fear and get beyond this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think things are finally turning around, but the left's trying to drag them out. The left's trying to not let businesses open, you know, quite as fast as we thought they should be able to, and, you know, calling people, you know, killers for wanting to open up sooner, and they're trying to make some hay out of this.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, this is all, everything points to the 2020 election. And if you think not, then you're missing something in translation through the headlines. Because Nancy Pelosi, the left, they're all in. As Lindsey Graham said, it's all about power, and they're full force going after it.
Yeah, no, they think this is the way to sink President Trump. And honestly, I can't blame them. Because I wrote an article back in mid-April, I think it was. No, it might have been back in March, where I said that I was really concerned that Trump was going to win re-election, because when you have a quarter of the population without jobs, without, you know, regular income coming in, what are they going to do? It's like the bad economy when a president runs for re-election. You know, you can't win on win re-election on a bad economy usually. So, yeah.
Unless you're Barack Obama, and somehow you fool people to think that even though 4 years previously you couldn't develop any kind of economy, and they gave him one more shot, and that might have been more about the Republican candidate than it was about Barack Obama. But Barack Obama, probably in the modern era, was one of the first presidents with a poor economy to still win.
Yeah, well stated. And, you know, they also thought he was the savior. You know, I always think he got a free pass because he was black and everyone wanted to have the first black president.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and how's that working for you now, especially with his legacy now being compromised with all this truth that's coming forth? Now, even though Bill Barr says that they may not go after Barack Obama and Joe Biden in relation to all this collusion and spying on a duly elected president or even a presidential candidate for that matter, I mean, really, when you look at it at the end of the day, Rachel, what's the difference between what Barack Obama did and what President Nixon did?
Pretty bad, but I will tell you some inside information I got from somebody very knowledgeable, very close to President Trump. This person says if Trump goes after Obama hard, he's going to lose the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will not turn against Obama. He meant so much to them as the first black president that you're treading on thin ice, and it's that black vote that can put Trump over the top to win.
Exactly. No, that's a good point. That's something to consider here. Meanwhile, people are figuring this out. They know this thing stinks to high heaven, what they've done to General Flynn. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This is not right. It's not justice. And, people may not want to talk about it for the obvious reasons, as you just expressed, because regardless, Barack Obama can do nothing wrong. And that includes even if they somehow really discover his birth certificate.
You know, I hope they just ignore him. You know, he's remained relatively quiet during Trump's administration so far. You know, him speaking up just a few days ago was kind of an exception. Mm-hmm. So, I think if we just kind of ignore him and just don't call him a loser, I think Trump called him a loser or something like that, and
well, they're like, they're getting ready to rumble, these two. I mean, it's like, forget about Joe Biden wanted to take, Donald Trump behind the woodshed. I think you're going to end up with a WWF event, paid-for-view event between Barack Obama and Donald Trump the way this was going. I mean, but you're exactly right. I think your counsel is spot on here, Rachel, is that he doesn't want to get into a battle. Just let the chips fall. People have their own opinion, just like they have their own opinion about him. They may not talk about it. They just go silently into the voting booth and they press the lever for Donald Trump, and that's all that matters, right?
I think it is. And another intelligent person, a member of Congress, told me recently that he has noticed when he's polling voters, there's no longer anything such thing as the swing voter. Everybody in the middle is the apathetic voter that's not going to get out and vote.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he says what you have is people already have their mind made up now.
Yes.
And so you can do almost nothing to change that. The only thing you can do is motivate those apathetic voters to get out and vote, and that's very difficult. So in some ways, this looks good for Republicans right now, because right now we tend to be leading in the polls.
Yeah, well, we need to be careful, because I think the worst nightmare we could have after 2020 and the election coming up in November is that Nancy Pelosi ends up with a gavel in her hand. That could be dangerous. We're talking already, you got Schiff, lining up his ducks for impeachment 2.0. And if they control the House, I mean, this is going to be misery for, more misery than I think that we can anticipate. And that is in hopes that Donald Trump gets reelected and maybe the Republicans are able to hold on to the Senate. But we'll have to wait and see. You wrote a column, I thought, that was right on, that we need to talk about in terms of reopening America. And people, because I have some people saying, what is going on? How come these businesses aren't opening up? I mean, they should just be busting the doors down and, the heck with what the government says and yada, yada, the whole deal. I'm saying, and you said it exactly. They're afraid of being sued.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear that even around here in Arizona, even though the businesses are allowed to open up. A lot of them aren't. Some of them are daring to go ahead with precautions. But, they could get sued from employees, they can get sued from members of the public claiming that they got COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And who's going to be able to prove that
exactly
they didn't get COVID-19 from, some patron at that restaurant?
Right. And, you're an attorney, and any lawsuit is valid. And meanwhile, it just becomes, tormenting to the business owner, and the business owner is trying to survive. And this will cut him off right at his ankles, or her right off at her ankles, a lawsuit and petty lawsuits like this. And meanwhile, sadly and unfortunately, You know, the profession has attorneys that need a job and lawsuits, and I don't think they've seen one that they haven't liked, do they?
Well, that's the thing, you know, especially if they're getting a percentage. And so what people don't understand is if you get sued, it is immensely expensive to defend yourself. And even if you think you're right and you're going to prevail, it's going to cost you a lot to get to that stage. And so a lot of businesses just want to settle. And if you settle, you're giving up a lot of money. And this is really sad because I just read, I think it was yesterday, I think it was 40% of all small businesses have gone out of business because of COVID-19.
Well, you know, that's a heartbreak because it's dreams of everyday Americans to have their own business, money maybe they borrowed from family, maybe their, you know, other loans from banks or whatever, and, you know, they're gone. And then the employees that were counting on them to be able to hang in there and make it through, and this has been devastating. But, you know, like you say, sadly, you know, this is the way the world turns, and you've got, you know, attorneys out there just looking for a lawsuit. I mean, you know, me being from California, and I worked with a lot of restaurants, and what they would experience, Rachel, is about every 2 to 3 years, there would be a wave of attorneys that would come in, and they would challenge the businesses on hour tips and hours, you know, for waitresses and waiters and that. And they made it such a nightmare, and it would take up so many, you know, so much of the people's time. You know, they'd let them feel a little bit of the pain, and then they say, okay, well, we could settle this. Okay, so how do we settle this? Well, just, you know, write a check for $3,500 and we'll call it a day and zip it up. I mean, this is like, you know, legalized extortion. Exactly. And this still goes on. So as if businesses don't have enough problems, it's like, oh, let's deal with COVID-19 as well and the possibility that it could be an employee or it could be, you know, like you said, a customer. This is, you know, this is part of the reality of COVID-19. And, you know, as you say, the best thing that they can do is follow the CDC guidelines. I mean, you know, regardless, you can have an opinion, but it's not going to count in a court law, and it's not going to be very defensible. But if you say, look, I followed what the government told me to follow, and maybe that can help you out a little bit. The other thing that you wrote about here recently, which is important because some people are, you know, hearing from Governor Cuomo that, oh, you need us blue states. We're the ones that make America. And you challenged this statement. You said it's misleading that blue states subsidize red states. Break that down. We got about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, I mean, basically what's going on here is the big blue states are complaining that they only get back a smaller portion of their state budget from the federal government in terms of money than the red states do. But that's because the big blue states have bloated budgets. They spend way more on all that garbage, you know, regulations, we know all about it. So why should they get the rest of us taxpayers to subsidize them?
Exactly.
So in reality, the red states get back less per capita from the federal government than these big blue states do.
Well, let's talk about who matches their budget, who makes their budget, blue states or red states?
Right, and when they come up with the worst mismanaged states in the nation, they are all big blue states, and the best managed states fiscally are all red states.
Well, keeping you informed and giving you the truth, whether you like it or not, I know it's like a spoonful of medicine, as they say. She's the senior editor at Stream.org, Rachel Alexander right here. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm